Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our Wide Open World series, where we're saying the gospel is the reason that we go. The big idea for our series is that change people change the world. We've been looking through Romans chapter 10, and let me read to you just a couple verses here. Verse 14 says this: "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him on whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." You know, oftentimes the right word spoken at the right time changes everything. And this passage really reminds us that we are carriers of the right word, the gospel, the hope of the world, the most powerful transformative message in the world that can take those who are lost and make them found, those who are dead and make them alive, those who are broken and make them whole in Christ. I think oftentimes people get stuck in their faith journey, and typically it's because we're stuck on the sidelines. You know, when we hear that message that, you know, how are they supposed to believe unless they hear, and you know, how are they going to hear unless someone is sent, and then how beautiful are the feet of those who have good news, that implied that we go. We're the ones who share the message with others. We are all sent ones by the Lord to go and share the gospel. You know, several years ago, I was approached by a buddy of mine. He and I had known each other for years, and he knew I had been part of a small church for a long time, and now I'm part of a very large church. And he was asking me the differences, and I explained that there are pluses and minuses to both. He asked me which I preferred. I said, honestly, I prefer the smaller. It's just easier to get to know people. I want to know everybody. You know, and in a larger church, it makes it a little bit harder. You have to work to, you know, to connect and to find your circle of people. He said, well, then why do you do what you do? I said, do you know the issue isn't about what I prefer? That there's you know, 2.3 million people in Central Ohio. And as many as 63% of them are unaffiliated to any religious body whatsoever. That's not saying all the others are actually believers, but it's pretty clear that the majority of those, 1.3 million people in Central Ohio, have no affiliation with any religious body whatsoever. And you have to ask yourself, which one of those do you think God is okay with losing? Because it seems that he wants all to come to know the Lord. He wants all to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus and be saved. It's not about what my preference is. I think we oftentimes think of church as, you know, I like it like this, or I like the way that that guy preaches. Oh, I like the size of it. I like, you know, this program or that program, or I like this or that. We think of church oftentimes in what benefits us. But the church is a group of sent ones. We come together to worship the Lord. We come together to proclaim his name, to grow in each other, to serve one another. But we fuel up on the word so that, you know, beyond that, we go every day as carriers of the message. We are his ambassadors for Christ. And our job is to be sent ones, to be, you know, that phrase, beautiful feet, that was a phrase that the Jewish people would have known because that was one that was shared during the time of the exile. If you were back in Jerusalem and word came from the Babylonian Empire that here's what's happening with the Jewish people, they were said to have beautiful feet. They have brought a message. When he says beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, he's saying we are the ones in motion. Our faith is in motion, carrying the message of the gospel to others. Oftentimes our faith gets stuck because we're on the sidelines. We think of church as this is what's in it for us, and that really makes our faith get stuck. Think of it as like a plant where you get overwatered, but until you need it, you just get kind of waterlogged with the word of God or waterlogged with you know, all the things of the Lord. Our goal is to get off the sideline and carry the message of the gospel, the message of hope to the world. Father, I pray that you would help us to be carriers of your message, that we would learn how to share the gospel. We would learn how to share our testimonies. We would learn how to bridge conversations. We would learn how to love people the way that you do and just invite them in to the beauty of the gospel. Give us courage and strength, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would be just a group of people who are motivating each other more and more to share the message of the good news of Christ. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Before you move on to the next thing, I want to ask you, would you think about two or three people that are in your life now that need to hear the message of the gospel? And would you pray for them and pray for an opportunity? Not that someone else would go, but that you might be the carrier. Pray that God will give you the courage. Till next time, God bless.